Blog Talk Radio.
It was amazing, amazing grace. How sweet. may be seated. I was sitting there thinking as Jill was leading the praise and worship. This great truth that our Lord gave to the Apostle Paul. And how that it's the cross that makes grace possible. And it simply means that we as human beings on our own, of our own weight and efforts and education and strength and knowledge cannot measure up to anything God demands of us. So he gave his only son on the cross of Calvary, that if we would have simple faith in him and what he did, he'll open the door wide to the treasure house of glory. Well, amazing. Amazing grace. Come on and preach. My Lord, I can feel that. Praise God, I said I can feel that. I've got an idea that some of you watching the television, listening by radio, the devil has told you you might as well quit, but he's a liar. All you've got to do is say it. It's amazing.
Can you give him a hand tonight? Amazing grace. You know, there's not a day that goes by that I don't say, Lord, I thank you for your grace. I thank you for your grace. Hallelujah. I don't think I'll be out of place to ask Brother Swaggart to sing it one more time.
Oh,
amazing grace.
Whoa! to my mind, but I know how that Satan works. He's a liar. Jesus said he's a liar and the father of lies. But I know how you can tell a child of God that you might as well quit. Cover you with a blanket of despair, of discouragement. But remember this, the grace of God will never, never close the door as long as you will turn and walk through it. Praise God. Hallelujah. For God loves you. He loves you. And right now, all you've got to do is just say, Lord, forgive me. I know you love me. And I'm going to rejoice in Jesus Christ. No matter what the devil says, I'm saved. I'm filled with the Holy Spirit. My name is written down in the Lamb's Book of Life. I'm on my way to heaven. Oh, when we Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Good morning, Holy Spirit. Good morning to every one of you in the name of the Father, in the name of the Son, and in the name of His sweet, blessed Holy Spirit. Grace and peace be multiplied unto you in the mighty and the matchless name of Jesus. This is the day the Lord has made. We'll rejoice and be glad in it. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Let us pray. Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, we bless you and we thank you. Praise you. We worship you. Lord, hallelujah. And we glorify your holy name. You are awesome, oh God. There's no one like you.
We adore you. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. We thank you from the bottom of our hearts. You are awesome. You are wonderful. Hallelujah. And so we bless your name. We praise your name. We worship you in the beauty of your holiness. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord, when the enemy came against us like a flood. The Spirit of God raised a standard against the enemy. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you for the battles you fought for us. The battles we know of and the ones we do not know of. We thank you, Lord. We thank you because we know every battle in the Bible, every battle that we fought, you fought those battles for us. And we thank you because we are more than victorious in Christ Jesus. Thank you that you've never left us. Even in our brokenness, you were there. Even when we did things that were not right in your sight, you still release your grace, Lord. And so we thank you for your grace upon our lives. And give us the grace to love and forgive others as you love and forgive us. Your word says you forgive others as you forgive us. So simultaneously, Lord, we know that if we do not forgive others their trespasses, you will not forgive us our trespasses. And so, Lord, give us heart to forgive and to move forward in the name of Jesus. Give us hearts to love as Christ loves in the mighty name of Jesus. Holy Spirit, teach us how to walk in his likeness, walk in his image. Teach us, we surrender to you. Let the mind of Christ be in us. Give us the wisdom of God. You say, if any man lacks wisdom, let him ask, and God will give it to us liberally. That means there's no limit to the wisdom we ask for. So, Father God, we ask for wisdom, your wisdom. Your wisdom, O God. In the name of Jesus, we ask for your wisdom to do all that we have to do. We need godly wisdom with understanding in the name of Jesus so that we can walk and do your will, make right decisions. Father God, right decisions for ourselves that will not destroy your plan and purposes for our lives. Let us walk in your ways. Thank you for godly counsel. Thank you for knowledge, reverential fear of the Lord. Thank you, Lord. We bless you, O God. Thank you for the anointing, the dominion anointing resting upon us. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord, when you said it is finished, that means you restore us back to our state that we were before sin entered. So, Father God, let us understand, have an understanding of what you really did on the cross, Father God. Because without Jesus on the cross, where would we be? Will still be in prison and bondage to the enemy. But Jesus paid that price And he came that we may have life and have it more abundantly. Father God, we receive 100% restoration into the spiritual place of Eden in the name of Jesus. Dealing, Lord, us with your benefits according to Psalm 68, verse 19. Father God, provide for us according to your riches in glory in Christ Jesus. Father God, we are with you in what heavenly places. Extend your right hand of righteousness. Let it rest upon us, O God, in the name of Jesus. Embed your spirit of holiness within us. You said, without holiness, no man will see your face. Before you said it, you said, seek peace with all men. So we know that if we're not speaking peace, that means we are not walking in your holiness. So let us continue to pursue peace with others, even when we're broken and hurt. The Holy Spirit give us that grace in the name of Jesus. Thank you for your mercy that's new every morning. In the mighty name of Jesus, forgive us of sin of omission and commission. In the name of Jesus, let the blood of Jesus wash and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. In the name of Jesus. Yeshua HaMashiach Romos Todoria Kayama. Oh, Spirit of the living God, fall fresh on us. We soak our spirit, souls, and body in the blood of Jesus. Oh, Yamasanduria Kuyamasi. We suck our children and grandchildren and spouses in the blood of Jesus, our homes in the blood of Jesus, our environment in the blood of Jesus, the airways, the cyberspace, the networks, in the blood of Jesus. Let the blood of Jesus speak better things than the blood of Abel. Oh, Father God, the blood of Jesus. Oh, there's strength, there's healing, there's deliverance, there's restoration. We claim all the unlimited benefits from the blood of Jesus. We invoke the covenant that is in the blood of Jesus upon our lives in the name of Jesus. Oh, Father God, we thank you for the precious. This morning we put on the full armor of God and the armor of life, the helmet of salvation, the breastplate of righteousness, the shoes of peace, the sword of the Spirit, the shield of faith, and our loins girded with truth. The full armor of God, the helmet of salvation, the breastplate of righteousness, the shoes of peace, the sword of the Spirit, the shield of faith, and our loins girded with truth. In the name of Jesus. Father, we thank you for your holy angels ministering to us, guiding us, protecting us, oh God, in the name of Jesus, doing your will in our lives, in the name of Jesus. Thank you for divine angelic assistance in the mighty name of Yeshua HaMashiach, in Jesus' name. Oh, Father God, are the glory and the lifter of our hands. You are the glory and the lifter of our hands. You are the glory and the lifter of our hands. Let your glory settle upon us, O God, in the name of Jesus. Let your glory settle upon situations in our lives. Let your glory settle upon us. let us, Lord, live in your presence, live in your glory, oh God, in the name of Jesus, knowing, oh God, that you've taken us from natural to the supernatural mandate for us to walk as sons and daughters of the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords in the name of Jesus. So when we move from the natural to the supernatural, oh God, is taking our right place and right position in your kingdom. The natural is the flesh, the supernatural, you're walking by your spirit, oh God, in the name of Jesus. So, Father, we thank you. We thank you for releasing your power for us to walk in. Father, God, your anointing. Thank you for is made perfect in our weakness, strengthening us. We thank you that you are perfecting all that concerns our lives in the name of Jesus Christ. We thank you for greater grace, the greater grace that rested upon the disciples, the apostles. Let that greater grace rest upon us, abounding grace rest upon us, O God. We thank you for the sanctification in grace, oh God. We thank you, oh God, for all that you've done and you will continue to do for us. Thank you, Lord, for blessing the work of our hands. Thank you, Jesus, for each and every one this morning under the sound of my voice. Father, bless them in a special way. Bless their children. Bless each and every one in a special way. Let your glory settle upon each individual in the name of Jesus. We bless your name. We praise your name. In Jesus' holy name we have prayed. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. Welcome to our AM Morning Glory Prayer Service. To those of you that's just joining us, you are welcome in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. We praise the Lord. We've been talking about, I've been naming the 12 sons of Jacob as we go each week. I'm doing it weekly, but this is just a summary of what I'm doing. So we're not going into the depths of it, but so we can be serious as we fast. This is the last. We got 5 this today. We end the fast on Friday. Praise God for every one of you that's joined in the fast. I would suggest those of you that did not join in the fast, this is the last week. Try to at least do 1 day or 2 days or 3 days, whatever, before we finish. Amen. In the name of Jesus, hallelujah. It wouldn't hurt you. We fast from in the morning until 3 p.m. From 6 a.m. to 3 p.m. So it will not hurt you if you can try 1 day at least. 1 day from 6 to 3 in the name of Jesus. So you can receive some of the benefits. And sometimes that 1 day you fast and you really put your heart to it and go into it, my God, it would make our 40 days look like nothing. Because that 1 day you said, this day I'm fasting and I'm praying, the blessings and the overflow that you receive just because you decided to give 1 day. So don't take it for granted. Try and give God. I'm not even telling you 2 days. I'm just telling you 1 day from 6 to 12, that's 6 hours. From 12 to 3, what? It's 3 hours. So it's 9 hours of fasting. So the 9 hours that you're not, you drink liquids, but you're not eating, those 9 hours, what does 9 represent? Birthing. Okay? When you hear the number 9, remember women are pregnant for 9 months. 9 represent birthing. So if you just said, let me take 9 hours, just, we fasted for 40 days. But if you just do 9 hours, one day, I'm not even putting 2 or 3, one day, you will see the manifestation of that fasting for that 9 hours. We almost finished, so I'm inviting those who were not part, who didn't want to be a part or couldn't be a part, not didn't want, because some people have medical problems. If you have medical problems, those of you who have medical problems, do 9 hours. How you do the 9 hours? Do 12 to 3 for 3 days. 12 midday to 3. And you do it for 3 days. And you have gotten your 9 hours. Amen. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. And those of you that are going to take medication, if you do 12 to 3, you'll be okay. Because that means you took your medication, you have eaten your breakfast or whatever. So you just, and which is a normal thing. And you, if you're on medication, I think that will work for you. And you do 9 hours. Amen. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah. So we bless God. So we talk about one of the things I want you to look at. We're talking about the sons of Jacob, and we're on Issachar. And I want us to turn to the book of Genesis, not Issachar, we're on Naphtali, the sixth son, Naphtali. So we're going to look at Genesis 30. I'm not going to keep you long, thank you. So don't worry about it. But I just want you to, you know, bear with me. And so I want you to see what is happening here. Hallelujah. First, we'll go at Genesis 29 and just listen to the story, and then I will sum it up for you. Hallelujah. So let's go. Hallelujah. Okay, I want you to look at this in 30. Verse 24. And Laban gave unto his daughter Leah Zilpah, his maid, for an handmaid. Zilpah was given, Z-I-L-P-A-H, for a handmaid, for who? Leah, when she married Jacob. Then you look at 29, and Laban gave to Rachel his daughter Bilhah, his handmaid, to be her maid. So you see Zilpah, and you see Bilhah. These are two sisters. For those of you who don't know, these are two sisters. Bilhah and Zilpah are two sisters. God is one. Hallelujah. So we got two sisters married to Jacob. Then we got two sisters that are his handmaid. So these are two sisters. One for Leah and Zilpah for Leah and Bilhah for Rachel. And in those days, your handmaid have a child for your, you know, to give the handmaid. Sometimes the women who couldn't bear children would give their handmaid to sleep with their husbands to have children. And that child that your handmaid would bear for your husband, the lady that you work for, let's say your boss or child, because it's her enemy. So like Rachel took Bilhah's son as sons. And remember, Bilhah had Gad, and now she's having Naphtali as her sons. So the mother now, the child is being raised by who? By Rachel. Because it's her handmaid. That was the culture at that time. Amen. In the name of Jesus. That's why when you see in Abraham and story, you see him and Hagar having a child because that was the custom. But God didn't tell Abraham to. He did not get the go ahead from Almighty God. So many times in these things, during those days, you have to get consent from God before you do these things, especially when you honor his covenant. Amen. In the name of Jesus, just to make it clear, Sarah made that decision on her own. Hallelujah. So let's look. I want you to see this so you can see that we see that the fourth son was Judah, which was praised. And then we go to Genesis 30. And when Rachel saw she bare Jacob no children, Rachel envied her children, or else I die. We are deferred, or she shouldn't have said it. And Jacob's anger was kindled against Rachel. And he said, am I in God's stead who have withheld from thee the fruit of the womb? You know, it's God who opens the womb. But God chose to open her womb first, Leah, because he saw that she was hated. And he kept Rachel's womb closed. Let's go to verse 3. And she said, behold, my maid Bilhah, go into her, and she shall bear upon my knees that I may have children by her. You see, I told you what happened. And she gave him Bilhah, her handmaid, to wife. And Jacob went into her, and Bilhah conceived and bare Jacob a son. And Rachel said, God have judged me and have also heard my voice and has given me a son. Therefore she called his name Dan. Remember we talked about Dan the judge last week. And Bilhah's Rachel made conceive again and bare Jacob a son. And Rachel said, with great wrestling have I wrestled with my son, and I have prevailed. And she called his name Naphtali. So Bilhah had two sons, and now we are Naphtali. That's why he said wrestle. She wrestled with her sister. Because her sister was having the children, she wasn't having the children. Now she, her maid has had two, which is her children. So she said, thank God I prevailed. I got my second son. Hallelujah. And I prevailed. Selling wrestle. So what is this thing to us? This is the week we close in the fast on Friday. Wrestle. When we come into fasting, we seeking God's face for something. We seeking what? Are we seeking God's face for our children? His fast was for the next generation of our children, grandchildren. So, what is God speaking to you? When you sit down to read the Bible, what is God speaking to us when we look at Naphtali? I hope you are listening and not sleeping. What is God speaking to us about this week? What is he speaking to us about? How are we ending this fast on the sixth week? Yesterday I took you to Genesis. Genesis 1, God said, let us make man in our image and our likeness. And God made man in his in image and likeness. Then God blessed man. And he said, be fruitful, multiply, replenish, the earth have dominion. So man now, God has given man the dominion mandate, the dominion anointing. And apostle, you can say, apostle, what are you talking about? Yes, because Jesus did the finished work of the cross. So we get back into Eden. Hallelujah. God has restored everything that was taken from us. The price has been paid through the blood of Jesus. Amen. So we actually back into the spiritual Eden. The reason we're not receiving the benefits, because we have to believe that we are back into this place. We're walking under the dominion anointing if you're in Christ Jesus. God has given you that authority, that dominion anointing. My God. So you walk it, but when you don't believe it, you cannot receive it. That means everything has been restored back to you. And God has released the same power and anointing in place of Adam and Eve. That means you got this, you got the anointing to be fruitful. You got the anointing to be subdued, or you got that warrior anointing subdued. Everything is under you. You got the anointing not only to be fruitful, but multiplication of blessings. So when you see all of that, so we ending the week with everything coming back to week six, the number six son, for looking at completion in that sense. Remember, God finished, after God made man, the seventh day he rested. So this is we almost to the completion. And he took this greatest creation. Is it the dog or the cat? Is it the lion? Or is it the cow, the fish? The bird, the eagle, what is God's greatest creation? Who is it? It's you. It's myself. He waited that sixth day. Hallelujah. So what does it tell you about this? You know, sometimes we look at things too negative when we talk, oh, number six, that's the devil number. The devil has fooled so many. You hear pastors, preachers, everybody say, and I personally, I like to look deep into things. I can't give the devil credit for the number six, because that's when God made us his greatest creation. That is God's all number. We were created on the sixth day. He made us image and in his likeness, and he released the dominion anointing upon us. No dog made in his image or likeness. No cat made in his image or likeness. No elephant made in his image. Nobody has that except you, except myself, man. So how do you look at the sixth day? Sometimes you got to change your perspective, even though you might hear pastors and ministers, oh, the sixth day. No, that's one of the greatest days of creation. Can you imagine? The greatest. No elephant got dominion. No bird got dominion. No cat got dominion. But you and I, we got dominion anointing. We got the anointing to overcome and prevail. We got the anointing that works in the fullness and the power of Almighty God. Let us make man in our image and likeness. Who is that? The Father. You made in the image of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. And the likeness, your characteristics. You carry those traits, DNA of Almighty God. Hallelujah. Don't let the enemy fool you. Yeah, so you carry those traits and those characteristics of DNA of God. Oh, my God. So what is it? You carry greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. When you are saved, you have released. There's an exchange. Your flesh is exchanged. Hallelujah. Now you have received Christ, Savior. And the Spirit of Christ is in you. It is no more you. You are a new creation in Christ Jesus. It is no more you, but Christ that lives inside of you. That DNA is activated. Amen. In the name of Jesus. And the reason, because we got to know our identity in Christ. Jesus, clothed in your clothing, and the clothing of the world is two different clothing. You might not see what you have on, but spiritually you have the robe of righteousness, the crown of glory, the belt of truth. You are clothed in humility. Hallelujah. You're not clothed like when you were in the world. You are royal priesthood, chosen generation. So just imagine your royal robes. He made men were kings and priests. Hallelujah. Father, yes, you, God has robed you. And you are in a covenant relationship with him. You cannot end this week without knowing your identity in Christ, so you can walk in the power and anointing of Christ Jesus. Hallelujah. And this is what God wants us to do. Come into the fullness of who he is. So come into the fullness. Yes, he placed us there in Eden. But what do you, that's why we there's so much Bible studies and teaching. That we're growing in God. Amen. In the name of Jesus. So Nephilim, you wrestle. What does that mean? We ending it with wrestle. And she said, I wrestle with who? She wrestled with her sister. You're going to pay attention. Wrestling with her sister. What is a man's enemy is from his own household. And who created this animosity? Is it someone else, their father? Is Leah and Rachel's father who did this whole trick? Who Leah and Rachel's father, what is it? Laban is a pagan. He worships idols and all. So you see, oh my God, what God is doing. Laban released these two girls. He played that trick and released those two girls, his two daughters. So one man, and you know confusion, will start from it. So what he's trying to do now, you see a separation with relationship with both daughters. You see competition. All those things come from the devil. He didn't have to do that. But because he's not in a covenant relationship with God, he says he releases his two girls. Step one, and he plays a trick. Hallelujah. So there's those girls are wrestling. And sometimes it might not be a sister. It could be a friend close to you. You don't even know you're wrestling with them. Or it could be a situation in your life that you've been wrestling with. or a situation in your daughter's life that has been on your mind, and you've been praying and praying and praying about it. It could be health. You've been wrestling, and you can't seem to get better. But what am I saying to you? Rachel wrestled, and what? She prevailed. You are more than an overcomer in Christ Jesus. When you look at number six, son, prevail the word. Prevail. You wrestle and you prevail. You did not lose the wrestling. You won. Hallelujah. And Jesus paid the price on the cross and restored you back to Adam and Eve. So this is a week of what? Of victory. An overcomer's week. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. This is a week that there will be birthing. Some of you are going to be birthing some things in your spirit, by the Spirit. And so you be expecting his thoughts towards you are good and not evil to bring you to an expectant end. It is his expected end. Amen. In Jesus' name. So I pray that you all understand the sixth day man, highest creation, restoration of the dominion, anointing, restoration, bringing us back to Eden, to rest, wrestle, and reveal. Hallelujah, in the name of Jesus. And so I'm here to tell you this morning, thank God for the victory in whatever you've been wrestling with or going through. Sometimes people don't have to say a word. You can't, some things you wrestle with, you just gotta let it go. You have won. The battle is won. Hallelujah. Because you have prevailed. In the name of Jesus. So receive those things that God has released for the last 6 weeks. Reuben, behold a son, to see. Those who've been fasting, or open your spiritual eyes to see. Simeon, God hears your spiritual ears to hear his voice. Levi, joined, it means joined. You are not joined with what? Join, you see, join with what? The Holy Spirit. Because if you look back in history, the Levites work in the temple of God. So you're joined with the Spirit. It is no more you, but Christ's Spirit that lives inside of you. Then when you join in the Spirit, what do? You let him praise. You begin to praise God, which is Judah. But you say, oh my God, I didn't know this. Now that I'm joined, none, oh my God, you connected, you have received the gift of the Holy Spirit, or the gift of the Holy Spirit is activated in you, and then you begin to praise God, which is Judah. Then you have the righteous judge who is right there beside you. That means the accuser cannot accuse you of anything, because who's your righteous judge? Jesus Christ is the advocate. He's paid the price. So what? You won the court case. You won the court case. And then you come to Naphtali. You have wrestled and prevailed. Father, we thank you and we bless you. Let this word be embedded in our spirit. Our winners in Christ Jesus. Though the storms are raging, will not be afraid, because you are right there with us. We thank you for dominion anointing being restored back to us. We thank you for your love and your faithfulness in our lives. Oh, Father, thank you. We bless your name. We give you glory and we give you honor. In Jesus' holy name we pray, amen and amen. Please remember these things and pray and make some prayer points and pray it for you. Amen. In the name of Jesus, you have wrestled with God. And you have wrestled with man in review. That means the enemy is under your feet. Amen. So this morning, this week, if you are praying for Reverend and myself as we end this fast, so I always like to get people to pray before we close. You pray for me and Reverend. We start praying for on Sundays because Sunday starts a new week. But this week we do it Sunday, and we're ending on Friday. Amen. In Jesus' name. So anyone who wants to pray for Reverend and myself, please press 1 on the keypad. Please keep your focus. We're not praying for the prayer line. I will close for the prayer line. We're praying for Reverend and myself. And then I will do the closing prayer. I need 3 persons. Amen.
I want to bless God this morning. I want to tell you thank you. I just want to say thank you, Lord, for this day. Thank you for everything. Father God, I come to present Apostle for you and Apostle Michael to you this morning. And your family, oh God. Father, you know everything about them. I don't know nothing about them, oh God. So, Lord, we bring them to you this hour, oh God. That your will be done upon their life, O God. Father, even as Apostle you go to work this morning, O God, you be the trouble to that car in the mighty name of Jesus. We soak him from his crown to the sole of his feet. We soak him in your blood in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, we pray, O God, that your will be done upon the both of them, O God. We pray for their children, their grandchildren, O God. Open every avenue for them, O God. Father, we come against sickness. We come against incident upon their life, O God. Father, no weapon fashion against them shall prosper, O God. Father, continue to get Apostle Marco the strength, oh God, as she preaches her every morning, give her that strength, oh God. So Lord, as we are about to pray for them this week in the fast and the children, Lord, continue to open heaven over their lives, oh God. Oh Father, grant them their heart desire, oh God. Father, we pray for grace favor upon their life. Father, we pray that your will be done, oh God. Father, we thank you for their home. We thank you for their surrounding, those that are connected to them, oh God. Continue to bless them in the mighty name of Jesus. Be with their brothers and sisters, nieces and nephews, oh God. Oh Lord, we pray for their children, their grandchildren, even those that are on their way going to work, their children, guard them, protect them, cover them with your blood. Even the children are about to go to school, Father, carry them to school, give them knowledge, wisdom in the mighty name of Jesus. You know everything about them, oh God. We just thank you for them. Continue to bless them, oh God. Oh Lord, you are the God that never fails. So Father God, we ask you, oh Lord, that you continue to bless Apostle Michael and Apostle Boy. You continue to bless the both of them, oh God. Father God, we thank you for grace upon their life, oh God. Make them the head and not the tail in the mighty name of Jesus. So Lord, we soak them and their children, their grandchildren, those connected to you. We soak them in your blood, oh God. Be the word of fire around them that the enemy will not see them, oh God. So we just want to praise you. We just want to exalt you for them. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen, 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 and amen. Thank you, Mariama. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Amen, amen. Father, we bless you and we thank you this morning. We honor you and we bless your name. Father, we pray that as we come to the end of this fast on Friday, that every prayer that we have lifted up for each and every one will be answered. in the name of Jesus, and some of them are already answered. We thank you for the grace that you've placed on our lives in the name of Jesus. Father, I ask you to bless everyone under the sound of my voice. Establish them. Let the Lord establish them according to Psalm 90, verse 17. I release Psalm 90, verse 17 upon each and every one under the sound of my voice this morning in the deep of Christ. Hallelujah. We bless each and every one this morning in the name of Jesus. Father God, establish. Let the Psalm 90 verse 17 says, let the beauty of the Lord our God be upon us. Let the beauty of the Lord our God be upon each and every one this morning, Lord, and establish the work of their hands. Establish all the work of their hands. I release that blessing, that the beauty of the Lord, each one this morning, every person on the prayer line and their family members, their husbands, their children, their parents, oh God, let the beauty of the Lord be upon them. And Lord, establish the work of their hands, the work of the hands of their children, their spouses, their parents, in the name of Yeshua Mashiach. So Lord, we thank you and we bless you. In Jesus' name we pray, amen and amen. Our Father which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from all evil. For thine is thy kingdom, thy power, and thy glory forever and ever. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. May the grace of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the sweet fellowship of the Holy Spirit rest, remain, and abide with us all, now and forevermore. Surely his goodness and mercy shall follow us all the days of our lives. And we shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever and ever. In Jesus' name we pray, amen and amen. As we come to the close of your fast, be careful. The enemy will come in. Don't let him mess with your fast. You're almost to the end. I'm telling you, be careful. He will come in. He will try to come in, but he will not succeed because you have prevailed. Don't be tempted. Keep on until Friday. God bless you.